Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim on Daf. Another in our ongoing series of Shiurim on Daf Yom. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masachet Zvachim, Daf Chet Amud Bet. And after we have said the sources for the psul of Chatat and the psul of Pesach Bizmano, Shaloli, in either case, it's brought Shaloli Shman. We have the following Breita that's going to take a side piece of this. Tanur Banan. Pesach Bizmano, so the Korban Pesach in its proper time, which is the 14th of Nisan in the afternoon, Lishmo Kasher Shlo Lishmo Pasul, that we've already established. Now, B'Shar Yimot HaShana, this is the interesting thing. Any other time of year, if you have a Korban Pesach, Lishmo Pasul Shlo Lishmo Kasher. If you brought it L'Shem Pesach, it's Pasul. But if you brought it L'Shem something else, it's Kasher. Let's see what that means. Menani Mili, first of all, what's the source? Amar Avua de Shmuel. Shmuel's father said, this is the source, Amar Kra, in the Parsha of Shlamim, in Parsha Vayikra, V'im Minatzon Korbanol Zevach Shlamim Ladunai, if you bring a Shlamim from the flock. Meaning, Davar Haba Minatzon, meaning any, the thing that you bring from the flock, Dahinu Korban Pesach, Yehel Zevach Shlamim, will become a Zevach Shlamim. So now, Emar Shlamim in Mindi Achrini Lo, so maybe that's only if you intended Shlamim with your Pesach, Shalom Bismano, but not if you intended something else. V'ilam Rabbi Yochanan, Lezevach, then the Pasuk is the Rabot Kol Zevach. Any intention of any korban. So Ema called the Shachit Avi Kamotaso. Maybe it means that if you intend a chata, it becomes a chata. Intend an olah, it becomes an olah. So the answer is the activity of Shlomim of Zevach, if it wrote it and said, V'chi, V'im min atzon korbano l'shlamim l'zevach, then it could accommodate. You'd be right. So the Zevach Shlomim, it means the Chol Shachit Lei Shlomim Havi. Anything you do is going to be a Shlomim. Meaning whatever intent you have, it becomes a Shlomim. That's the default. So now flip this. Ema lezevach klal. Shlamim is a prat. Why don't we run klal uprat on this? And say lezevach is a klal, anything you slaughter, and shlamim is a specific. What's the rule? Klal uprat. Ema klal mashab uprat. The klal is limited by the prat, which means shlamim in midiach lo. Which means only if you intended shlamim will it work, not if you intended something else. The answer is, la dunai chadzar v'chalal. The next word is lashem, and that becomes the second klal. And now I have Klal Prat Uklal. We'll see that in a minute. But first, let's engage Rabbi Yaakov in the Harpakod, who says, Halodami Klal Batra, the Klal Kama. The second Klal is not symmetrical with the first one. Klal Kama, Marvi Zvachim Atulo. The first one says Lezevach, which expands to other Zvachim. Now, Klal Batra, the second one is Lashem, called the Lashem. Anything goes Lashem, Afilu, Laofot, Vafilu, Menachot. Even fowl that are brought, even Menachot that are brought. So the answer is Hantana Rabbi Shmuel. We already saw something like this. Biklali Prati Darish Ker Gavna. The Tana in Bei Rabbi Shmuel, which is of course the seat of the approach of Klal Prat, which he got from his Rebbe, Chuni Shakanet, he learns that such dissimilar Klalim will work, and therefore we have Klal Prat Uklal, Iyata Dana Lekana Prat. What's the rule of Klal Prat Uklal? The Prat now helps to define the characteristic by which all the other things are included. And what do we know about Shlamim? My partner for Ashu, Shalom Lishmo Kasher. If it's brought Shalom Lishmo, it's Kasher. Of course, Shalom Lishmo Kasher. So therefore, if you bring the Pesach L'Shem, anything else, it's also Kasher. But wait a second. My partner for Ashu, what do we know about Shlamim? Shlamim is something that can be voluntarily offered. So then maybe it will only extend to Olah. Olah Shlamim in. Chatat v'asham lo, so therefore if I intend with my Pesach in the wrong season, a chatat or asham, maybe it's pasul legamrei. Ella lezevach ribu yehu. I scotch the klal uprat approach and I say lezevach is simply a ribui expanding it to other zvachim. Now, eima l'chol ha'shachet le'av k'motah, so now let's go back to our question, which is, perhaps whatever you intend, the korban Pesach that you have, that's now being used for something else, should be regarded as that thing. So Amar Rabbi Avin, he comes with the answer, which is Dochin Kodashim and Echalim, Eitzel Kodashim and Echalim. We take Kodashim that are eaten, and we only will push them to another kind of Kodashim that are eaten, in other words, Shlamim. Vein Dochin Kodashim and Echalim, Eitzel Kodashim and Echalim. We won't push them to something that's not eaten, like a Chatat Nasham. Wait, time out. Atu Chatat Vasham Ilo Mitachli. Chatat Nasham are eaten by the Kohanim. Ela Dochin Kodashim and Echalim L'chol Adam. This is what we meant. We take Kodashim that are eaten by everybody, so we push them to another kind of kodashim that are eaten by everybody, the Ainu Shlamim. Because Chatat Nasham are only eaten by the Kohanim. So in other words, instead of reading it as we don't take it from consumed to non-consumed, We don't move it from consumed by anybody to consumed only by a specific class. Okay, that's one approach of why we're not going to turn this Pesach, Shelo Bizmano, into an Asham, if that's what you intended. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yavin's son had a different take. Dochin Kodashim Kalim, Eitzel Kodashim Kalim. So if it was Pesach, which is Kodashim Kalim, we'll turn it into another kind of Kodashim Kalim. Ve'en Dochin Kodashim Kalim, Eitzel Kodashi Kodashim. We're not going to turn it into a Chatat on Asham, which is Kodashim Kodashim. Now, Matkev Rav Yitzchak Berebi Saviru, Emo, why don't I say the following based on that reasoning? Shachted the Shem Maaser Levi Maaser. So based on that, if I shachted and intending it to be Maaser Behema, it should be Maaser Behema, because that's also Nechal Ochol Adam. It's the same category. So why call it Shlamim? And the Mayil Chata, and what would be the practical implications? To Lo Leboy Nesachim, I wouldn't have to bring the Nesachim, I have to bring the Shlamim. Well, Milka Le Belo Yigael, and I'll also will be in violation if I try to redeem it, which is a specific law about Maaser Behema. So why won't we say that this is Maaser? I understand why if I had intended Asham, we won't call it an Asham. If I intended Maaser, call it Maaser. So Amar Kra HaSiri Yakodesh. The answer is the Torah says you count off the animals that are coming through the corral. And the 10th one is Kodesh, meaning Zeh Maaser and Acher Maaser. You can't make a Maaser Behema any other way, excepting the 10th one out. Now, Ema, Shachta Shem Bechor, and this is sort of a non-starter, so maybe if you intended a Bechor, which is in the same category, Bechor, Maaser, and Pesach are together as the lowest of the Kodshim Kalim, so why don't I call it a Bechor? So the Mahil Chata, why would I care? What's the difference between that and a Shlamim? The answer is, the Lalibi Nesachim, I wouldn't have to bring in a Sachim. And relate to the Kohanim, or maybe I have to give it to the Kohanim. The answer is, Bechor Nama, Avara, Avara, Maaser, Gamar. In the Parsha of Maaser Behema, it says, Kol Asher Ya'avor Tachar HaShevet. Anything that passes under the staff, the 10th one is Kodesh. And the context of Bechor, it says, Va'avarta Kol Petarechem. You shall have the firstborn crossover. And so the common word puts it together and says, a Bechor can only be a Bechor if it really is a Bechor. Ve'ema Shachta L'Shem Tmura L'Havi Tmura. This is certainly a strange question. Maybe if I shacht it to be a Tmura, then it should actually be a tmura, which means a substitute animal. So the ma'ilchata the milka lay, you get makor for doing that. Inami the meka malei below yimachher below yigael. There's this two isurim of selling or redeeming a trump tmura. As a result of brayer of Nachman Amar Kra, ve'hayahu tmurato yakodesh. If you make a switch, it and its tmura are kodesh. What's the implication? Zut tmura v'enacher tmura. Only this one is tmura. He can't make a tmura any other way. So he can't make maaser by just thinking maaser. He can't make bechor by thinking bechor. And he can't make tmura by thinking tmura. And so therefore they're all out. So therefore what do we say? If you have a Pesach shelo bizmano and you shecht it l'shem any other korban, it becomes a shlamim. V'ema shachta l'shem toda l'havei ki toda. So this is our fourth and final attempt. What if you shecht it intending it to be a toda? Let it be a toda. So the Mayachata Latino Lechem, you're gonna tell me you need 40 loaves with it? Mikamina Pesach Gufe Lo Bai Lechem, Mocho Bai Lechem. How could it be that a Pesach that itself doesn't demand 40 loaves, certainly not 10 chametz loaves, would suddenly its substitute would need loaves, meaning a Pesach that was shechted wrongly would need loaves? So Yachi Ashnamiki Inkamini Pesach Gufe Lo Bai Nesachim, Mocho Bai Nesachim. But ask the same question about the real halacha, which is, if you shech the Pesach, shelo bizmano, l'shem anything else, it becomes a shlomim, and suddenly it is nesachim, even though Pesach itself doesn't need nesachim. So we see that that doesn't get in the way. So then, anachi kamina, really what our challenge was as follows. Mi'ika midin emotar ha-toda atzma lo bai lachem. We have a halacha that if you have money set aside for a toda, and you have extra money, so you buy a toda, but you don't have, that doesn't require lachem. So then, ilu motar da atelumi alma by lechem. So now, if you have something that wasn't a todah, became a todah because you had the wrong machshava and you thought it was todah, that would need lechem. Doesn't make sense. So we're stuck. We stay with shlamim. Now, matka Rav Yera Brady Rav Hillel, he had a whole challenge to this entire approach of Avuah de Shmuel. Ma'ad motar pesach tiv. Who says the pasuk? V'mzevach shlamim korban. I was talking about motar pesach. Motar asham tiv. Maybe it's talking about money left over from an asham. Or an asham that was a substitute asham. So Amarav Amakra, Rava says the answer is Ve'imin Atzon Korbano L'Zevach Shlamim. Again, our pasuk, meaning Davar Shaveh B'chol Atzon, has to be something that could be taken from any kind of Atzon. So I have Avin Barchia. We tell Rav Avin Bar Kahana. Rav Avin, one of the Rav Avins, attacked Rava and said, B'chol Atar At Amart Min Lahotzi. Everywhere else you say the word min is exclusive. like the first famous Torah Kohanim in the beginning of Vayikra, Mina Be'ma, Mina Bakar, Mina Tzon, each one of them excludes certain kinds of animals, a Nevad, a Muktzah, etc., from Korbanot. V'chan, Min L'Rabot, here you're saying Mina Tzon is not only some, but rather Dafka has to be something that applies to all Tzon. Suddenly Min is expansive instead of exclusive, and diminishing. Says Amar Mani Acham Nami Min Lotzi. Here Min is also exclusive. What is? To lo ati ben shtei shanim v'lo ati v'nekeva. You can't bring a 2-year-old animal, and you can't also cannot bring a female. In other words, these are things that have to be kosher lePesach. So it is minat son, only some of the son. He says, how could you possibly think that this pasuk is talking about motar Pesach, the pasuk that we're talking about? It says later on, and then if it's a kesev and it's a v'neiz, and as Rashi points out, we already know that a Pesach can be kesev and v'neiz. Why would the text go out of its way to say, if it's a kesev and it's a v'neiz, we already know they're there? The answer is, the truth is, we need him kesev and v'neiz to teach us something special. Kesev or keves, l'rabot et ha-pesach l'alya, to tell me that you have to burn the tail of the lamb on the mizbeach. Shomer im keves, what it says, im keves, l'rabot pesach shivash natah, u'shlamim shabayim achmat pesach, l'chom mitzvot shlamim. I tell you that if a Pesach lapsed in its year, or you have shlamim that come with the Pesach, meaning the chagigah of the 14th, that they have all the mitzvot of shlamim, which the main sheet, anu smicha, that you need smicha, and the sachim, from the chos of Ashok, all the laws of shlamim apply. That's why you need it, im keves. Shomer im eiz, when it says im eiz, if see kainyan, it's there to say, but this is different, eiz is different, mainly made all eiz, she'enatzuna alya, that the eiz tail does not go up on the mizbeach, unlike the keveses. Keves, yes, im eiz is new, it doesn't say ve'im eiz, it says im eiz without a vav. Okay. V'hami achan afka, but is that really where you get the source from? Nevuda shmuel afka, we have a vuda shmuel from zevach shlamim korbano. Marvuda shmuel, min atzon korbano, the zevach shlamim, the rabba min atzon, the zevach shlamim, that's the Pesach. V'katim rav nachman aravua kan afka, we've got a third pasuk. How do I know that leftover Pesach is brought as Shlamim, or substitute Pesach is brought as Shlamim? Or in our case, Pesach Shalom Bismano, brought Shalom Lishmo, is brought as a Shlamim. You shall bring the Pesach from the flock or the herd. But the Pesach can't be brought from the herd, only the flock. So therefore it teaches that if Pesach is brought incorrectly or it's a leftover Pesach, it's brought for something that can come from the flock or the herd, or my niyu shlamim. Good. So I now have three psukim telling me the same principle. Ela tlata kraik tivi. The answer is you're right, I have three psukim. Chad le'ibra zmano v'ibra shtato. The first one is talking about the most obvious case where it can't be Pesach anymore, where it is past Pesach, and the animal is too old. It's already not a yearling. That's the most obvious case. It can't be Pesach anymore. It's going to be Shlomim. V'chad le'ibra zmano v'lo shnato. The second one is, it's after Pesach, but the animal is not older. V'chad lo'ibra lo zmano v'lo shnato. The third case is, where it's past Pesach, and the animal it's before Pesach, and the animal is not older, and I would think it's still fit to be a Pesach. It can't become a Shlomim. The answer is, here in the middle of Adar, you said what you said, it's a Shlomim. Utsrichi, why do I need all three? Di chatav rachman achad, if the Torah only wrote it once, I would apply it to the most obvious one, which is, heichad di ibar shtatov v'zmano, once it's already over a year old and it's past Pesach, di itchim Pesach gamri, it's no longer Pesach at all. Well, ibar zmano v'lo shnato, but if it's only past Pesach, but the animal's not older, chaz le Pesach sheni, this animal could be used for Pesach sheni. So aim alo, maybe it can't become a shlomim, therefore I need the second pasuk. If I only had two psukim, I'd say because it's no longer Pesach, because it's past Pesach. But if it's before Pesach and the animal's still a yearling, chaz to the Pesach, it's fit to be a Pesach. Emalo, I might think that it's still Pesach and not a Shlomim. The answer is kamash malan that it still is a Shlomim. Okay, emalo tzrichi. Good. Now we have Rav quoting a certain Chacham, we never heard of otherwise, named Mabug. He says, first, there's the three versions to this. First version, Chatat sheshchata l'shum chatat Nachshon. Nachshon was the Nasi of Shevet Yehuda, and brought the Korban on the first day of the Mishkan, and that Korban included a Chatat. But it wasn't for a particular sin, it was part of the offering. So if you brought a chatat, l'shem chatat nachshon ksheira. Why? Amar kra, zot torat ha-chatat. He says, this is the law of the chatat, meaning torah ha-cholat chataot. All chataot are under one umbrella. So that means, chatat nachshon, chatat this, chatat that, they're all the same, it's all called lishma. Yativ rabba kamar la lashma et so rabba repeated this shmua. Et rabba shashay la rabba, so one of the students said to him, here's the challenge. Rabbi Shimon says, any mincha that you do the kmitza, the grabbing of the flour, and you do it shelo lishmo, it's ksherot. Unlike our Mishnah, it's kosher and it counts for the owners. Why? Because mincha is not like a zavach. Why? Shakometz machavat l'shem marcheshet. If you do a kometz of a korban that's machavat and you intend marcheshet, but then you take a look afterwards at how you're going to fry it up. It's killed in a deep pan. It's machavat. Sorry, the thin pan. Chayva l'shem blula. If you do a mincha, which is supposed to be without oil, and you do it l'shem blula, so machin shei chayva. But then you see how you cook it. It's chayva, which means there's something unique about each mincha that'll tell you what its real intent was. Abes zvachim and okay. When cuts to zvachim, it's not the same. Shchita achat lechulan, kabbalah achat lechulan, zrika achat lechulan. Shchita, shchita. Kabbalah is kabbalah, and zrika, zrika. Although the zrika may differ in the numbers, nonetheless, it's all one at the same act, which means that their intent plays a role. Now, tamad maaseh mochichin. But let's look further into Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says the reason that it's valid is because the action you're going to take with it will prove what the intent really was. Ha'in maaseh mochichin lo, but if you didn't have that, you would say it isn't valid. Amai, lema, zot Torah Tamincha, you have the same pasuk. Zot Torah Tamincha, Torah Achat L'chol HaMenachot, which seems to prove to you that Torah Tachatat doesn't prove anything. You don't say all Chatot are the same, because you don't say all Menachot are the same without that fail-safe of the actions indicate. So, version one of Rav's report of Mavug's statement doesn't work. Elid Marachitmar, this is how Rav probably said it. Elara, Amarav, Mishmein de Mavug. If you bring a chatat, in order that Nachshon, who's long dead, should get kapara, kshera. Why? Ain't kapara lemeitim? Because what you said was meaningless. He's dead. So why doesn't Mavug just say, if you brought a korban for a dead guy, why did he say Nachshon? The answer is, kamashma and tama de mate. It's only because Nachshon's dead. Hadachai dumi Nachshon, but if you included somebody who's alive, kind of like Nachshon, meaning, bring a chatat, but not that he sinned. Psula. Umayni, who's the parallel to Nachshon? Chatat nazir v'chatat mitzorah. Those are two chatot that are brought, not because anybody sinned, like Nachshon. And therefore, if you brought your chatat, l'shem, chatat nazir, of a guy who's alive right now, who's a nazir, it would be pasul. Even though, it's not really a chatat, because hani olot ninu. Chatat nazir and chatat mitzorah really are like olot. They're not for a chait. So the answer is Ali Marachitmar, the third and final version, sort of. If you brought a chatat for somebody who is chayav a chatat like Nachshon, meaning for a guy like a Nazir, then psula. Chatat Nachshon olahi. Because that's called chatat. L'shem Ola. Now, Chatat Nachshon Olahi. V'leima Chatat Nazir V'Chatat Metzora. So why doesn't Mavug say, L'shem Chatat Nazir V'Chatat Metzora? The answer is, Iker Chatat Nakat. He wanted to go back to the first original Chatat that ever existed. That's Nachshon. So Amarav, Chatat Chev, Chatat L'shem Chatat Dam. So now that's the final thing. And Arav has his own statement. If you brought a Chatat Chelev, and you shechted it for the purpose of a Chatat that was brought to expiate for Dam, or L'shem Chatat Amor HaKochavim, Ksheira. Because those are all sin offerings for sins. Hashem chatat nazir, Hashem chatat mitzorah psula. Why hani olot ninu? Because those are not for sins. They're like olot. So boy Rava asked the question. Chatat chel, chatat shem chumat, chatat tumat kod mitash v'kod hashav. That somebody ate chelav. They brought a chatat and you shechted it l'shem a chatat of tumat mikdash. Mahu. Does it work? Mi amrin korit kamota. Do we say it's all in the same category? Because either way, you're chayv korit for doing that thing on purpose. But on the other hand, a chatat chelev is a set amount. Tumat mikdash is olav yored. It's not a chatat kavua. So it's really a different thing, like an olah. So Racha Bere de Rav Amat Nikula de Psula. He had a different take. He said all these questions of Rav and all these statements of Rav, Chatat Chel, Chatat Tam, it's all puzzle. My time, Shachat Otala Chatat, meaning L'shem Otachatat. It has to be brought for that same sin that it was originally brought for. So if you do it L'shem Dam or Avodazar, it's all puzzle. Now, Amar Ravashi Ravacha Bere de Rav. So Ravashi turned to him and said, so how do you learn Rava's question? We learn Rava's question as being about a chatat chelev that Yishech did for chatat tumat mikdash. But according to you, that can't start because even chatat chelev l'dam is puzzle. So Amrlei ana b'shini balim matninu. We have learned this whole thing is not being about shini kodesh shini balim. Hachem matninu. This is how it reads. Amrav Rava. What Rava said in our version was chatat chelev shchatat mishem chuyev chatat dam chatat avodat kochavim. If Yishech did a chatat chelev for a chatat dam, for a chatat dam or chatat for someone who is chayav, chatat dam or chatat avodat kochavim, psula. Amishu chayav chatat nezvah chatat metzorak shera. But if you shecht it for somebody who's chayav, now it's shinibalim, chatat nezvah chatat metzorak shera, because they're not really in the camp. That's really an olah. Bayan lahachi, and Rava's question was this: Bari Rava chatat chel chatat mishmuchuyav chatat tumat mikdash v'korashav mahu. What if you brought a chatat chelev on behalf of somebody who's chayav a chatat tumat mikdash? Mi amrin karet kemotah. Do we say he's in the same bag and therefore it's pasul because he's mechuyav chatat because it's a karet sin? Odema in kavul kemotah, or perhaps he's not in the same category because it's not a chatat kvua. And the answer to that is Teku. Okay, we'll pick it up in the next podcast, Naftet Amud Bet, and continue on with our analysis of all the issues of Lishma and the consequences. In the meantime, you should have a wonderful day.